Greg DeLang, Chuck Hall. Good morning, Greg.
It's time for... What?
The Gump File.
Stupid is.
Stupid does. Now, this was just stupid. Here we go. Story. Guy in Bend, Oregon, known for traveling 235 miles in his lawn chair. Remember this guy?
Strapped balloons
all over it.
Yeah.
Well, he got a call. He was contacted by a gentleman named Farid Lafta. He's known as the Iraq superhero. He wanted this guy to come over. His name is Kent. Kent Couch wanted him to come over as part of the Youth Talent Conference. It's in the Green Zone in Baghdad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
sign me up.
Yeah. They were both going to fly off, go to about 25,000 feet, travel about 400 miles, all part of Youth Talent Conference in the Green Zone in Baghdad.
Wow.
Yeah. It was supposed to happen on the 15th. Luckily, they canceled it because their only concern was, you know, if we get up to $425,000, we could fly into Iraq.
You think?
Yeah. And just the fact, can you imagine some insurgents just sitting on a roof and they're going, what the French toast? Two guys in lawn chairs and balloons. How far do you think they would have gotten? That was just dumb from the beginning. So
they don't even have to be insurgents, just some kid
yeah.
with a BB gun.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
have a blast with that.
So thank goodness they're not going to do it. That was... At what point, getting on a lawn chair with balloons, flying into the air in Baghdad, did that sound good?
Do they not remember the story about Father Guido Larducci or whatever? Remember when he got in a lawn chair?
Oh, boy.
Disappeared. They could never find the guy again.
That's right. He's...
Yeah.
Well, still, there's a lot of people shooting things over there. That'd be my... I think Iran would be my least of my concerns.
Okay, if you go to pick up your boyfriend from jail,
yeah,
you might want to rethink your relationship. Autumn Livingston, 22, told police that she had just picked up her boyfriend, Elijah Love,
oh boy,
24, from Florida.
Oh.
He apparently went berserk after she bailed him out. He threw her car keys across the parking lot, pushed her, put her in a headlock, and tried to strangle her in the police station parking lot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's a winner. And anyways, yeah, she's rethinking her relationship with him.
Good call, honey.
Just rethinking it. She's not breaking up. She's just rethinking it.
Look, baby, when you get back out of jail, man, we'll discuss you trying to strangle me to death. I love you. I know you was just mad, baby. You can strangle me. I don't care. I love you, man. Oh, my God. I love you. Come on. Really?
Yeah. It's Florida.
Baby, I miss you so much. Come here. I'm going to punch you upside your head and strangle you to death.
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Yeah. If I kill you, can I date your sister? I can go back to jail right now, but I'll be out, baby. Blake Shelton on the way. There's your Gump File for Thursday, November 17th. Good morning.